Tip Tula Road Rage. We are back. Another great show. Appreciate you participating in all the various ways that you do. You're always welcome on the phone lines. You can still get in. We're to talk some college football before the end of today's show. We've already spoken. We've already talked some college football earlier. We're going to get back to it, but in a different light in a few minutes. Also, tomorrow, and I have to check on the time frame because I may move this up a little bit, but I will be joined by Josh Phillips and Eric McClain for a live mock draft that will be a little bit different. We're going to change it around a little bit. Should be a bag full of fun. Let me get to the phones. And Ramona, is that correct on line one? Oh, no, I know you told me. Never mind. Robert, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Walton. You?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
A couple things before I get to the main reason I called. Man, if I was a Dallas Cowboys fan, I would just be happy that I had an NFL head coach. You know, I don't know how McCarthy's going to do in Dallas, but he's got to be better than whatever it was they had before.
Agree. I think he'll make a significant difference because you actually have an NFL coach now. So, I think in every way he'll make a difference, including from a responsibility standpoint. Honestly. Jason Garrett was a disaster. So I think that's a massive upgrade. You want to talk about all the changes going on in Dallas and the pieces they're adding? The biggest piece they added was Mike McCarthy. I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that I wanted to comment on was, man, where is Looper? I want to put out an APB. I'm missing me some Looper. Do you know where he's at?
Yeah, I don't have an answer to that. I hope he's Looper, you need to get back involved. I hope you're well. I hope all's doing well. Looper's a regular caller, and we haven't heard from him. That's a good point. Somebody asked about him the other day as well.
Yeah. I mean, if any of you have trouble understanding Looper, just I've always said, just go watch Oh Brother, Where Art Thou about 10 times in a row, and you'll understand everything Looper's saying. So, the movie, that is. But the main point, the main reason I called...
I have to take your word for that, Robert. I have to take your word for it. Never even heard of it.
Oh, man. You know, it's one of those movies as polarizing as can be. If you like it, you love it, and if you don't, you hate it.
Okay. Well, I neither, because I don't even know what it is, but yeah. I'll look it up.
Yeah, but you know what the fish that saved Pittsburgh was, so which I can't believe they left.
Oh yeah. So, yeah, that's a mortal sin, I mean, leaving out the fish that saved Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a movie that, you know, not only was Dr. J in it, but Metal Lark Lemon was in it. Then you had all the, you know, the bit players. You had the L.A. team was coached by Jerry Tarkanian, and they had Norm Nixon and Kareem on that team. And then the Boston had Cedric Cornbread Maxwell on it, and Detroit had Bob Lanier in the movie. So, it wasn't no Academy Award winner, but it did a good job
It was a fun little movie that a basketball fan, a sports fan would like. Now, how you go about finding that movie to watch is another question.
I think it's on YouTube. I do believe it's on YouTube.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe. I haven't watched it in years. You know, I mean, I can remember when I watched it, it was probably in the early 80s when we first got cable, and it was on, I think, HBO or something like that. But, it kind of did a pretty good job of kind of illustrating the life of a 70s NBA team, you know, with the disco and all of that. So, it was somewhat entertaining. Like I said, it wasn't the best movie in the world, but, you know, it had Stockard Channing in it and Flip Wilson, and so, but, anyway,
Robert knows the whole cast of the movie, Ramona.
I hear that.
Robert knows the entire. How do you know the entire cast of that movie? I honestly never would have remembered that stuff.
It was one of those times, you know. I grew up in a rural area, so when I got cable, I was probably a freshman in high school. So you know, you're talking about movies that kind of stuck with me. Movies like that, 10 with Bo Derek, you know, because it was such a different thing having cable. Along with ESPN, that's another thing, you know. I grew up watching the kickboxing on ESPN, and that's something I wish they would show, is the 80s kickboxing. Man, you want to talk about some battles?
Hey, Ramona, Robert's doing the squirrel thing now.
Robert. Oh, yeah.
Squirrel, rabbit. We're going off on all these kinds of tangents now, none of which were what you called to talk about.
Absolutely. But I'm getting to that right now.
Good.
I read an article. It was a while back that, you know, and I just read it recently. By Ben Briner of The State, that was talking about South Carolina football, and the title of the article is something like "Going Under Center is a Change for USC Quarterbacks." If I was a South Carolina fan, I would not want to hear that. I don't understand, you know. And he gave all of these, you know, I think he was, you know, quoting Bobo. I'm not sure, but you know, talking about, you know, different sets that it gives them, you know, having a tight end attached, bringing up the safeties. Sounds like old school football to me. You know.
Yeah, I admit when I first heard that as well, that has to be a little disconcerting if you're a South Carolina fan. For the fear of going back to the past that Muschamp was allegedly going to leave behind and was going to move forward. And now it does sound like, I mean, that you know, we'll see it play out, you know, in all fairness, we'll see it play out. But yeah, on the surface, a little disconcerting if you're a South Carolina fan to hear some of those things.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Now, I don't understand how all this went down, but South Carolina hired Bobo around the 11th of December. All right. Kendall Briles was hired by Arkansas around December the 23rd. I don't know, you know, with Norvell coming in, he didn't hire Dillingham until the 11th of December. So maybe Kendall Briles wasn't available, but if South Carolina could have got Kendall Briles and they want, or let me back up, if a team wanted to modernize their offense, wouldn't they want to hire Kendall Briles? I mean,
yeah. I think the choice of Bobo himself is somewhat telling, but I think the more disconcerting part is that you just have to wonder if this is a return to Muschamp ball, and if we're just going back to Muschamp is going to preside over the offense, and again, contractually, that's what he agreed to leave alone. He was going to leave the offense alone, you know, way back when they had that meeting. So, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to watch and see it play out.
One of the other interesting things is you got Pittman, you know, who came from UGA and Kirby Smart. And what does he do? He hires Kendall Briles as his offensive coordinator. So, you know, is Georgia, you know, going to modernize, or, you know, because, you know, with Pittman coming as an associate head coach and offensive line coach, and then the first thing he does is hire Kendall Briles. So, you know, what does that tell you?
Well, you're talking about Arkansas now.
Correct. But he came from Georgia, and you know Georgia.
Yeah, he came from Georgia, right?
Right. The reason I brought that up was because Georgia and South Carolina seem to be the two teams who are being kicked, you know, drug into the modern era. You know, they're
Georgia is. I'm not sure. I mean, you just laid out a case for that South Carolina is going backwards. I mean, you know, look, I need to get somebody from Georgia on. This whole situation with Georgia is somewhat confusing. It appears, at least on the surface, there has been no outward acknowledgement of it, which is, to my knowledge, maybe there has been in some place in some time frame now, but or some period of time now, but I haven't seen it. The moves that Georgia has made seem to indicate that Kirby Smart is now desirous of going down the LSU path. Is that right? Are they going to fully engage? Look, every time I hear a coach tell me that they're going to modernize, weaponize, I always say, yeah, sure you are. Because, you know, it's that old leopard spots thing. And it just, cliche alert, it seldom happens. But Orgeron did it. Orgeron said, we are changing everything we do. We are going, you know, balls to the wall to go spread people out, attack with the passing game, five-man protections. You know, we're going to do all these things. And then he did it. Now, he openly embraced it as well. It appears that Kirby Smart and Georgia are moving in that direction, but there's been no outward proclamation of it. Their hires suggest that that's what they're doing. Jamie Newman suggests that that's what they're doing, but I haven't actually heard them say, and maybe that's just a stylistic thing. Maybe Orgeron's more outgoing than Smart, and maybe, you know, maybe Georgia's fully intent on doing it, but there are questions that remain about how committed Georgia's going to be. Are they really going to dive headfirst into this deal like Orgeron and LSU did? Or are they just going to, again, cliche alert, dip their toes in the water?
Yeah, I just found it interesting that Pittman came as an associate head coach from UGA to Arkansas and hired Kendall Browse. But one last thing, Walton, I'll get off. Man, these interviews that you're doing with these beat writers from around the nation, love them. I would love if you could do one for every NFL team. I know that might be a big undertaking, but I'd love to hear one from every NFL team. But
yeah, thank you, Robert. Thank you very, very kind of you, Robert. No, we're to continue to do those, and we're also going to do college versions of them as well moving forward. That's my plan. So we're to continue to sprinkle those in as part of daily conversation. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we get back, it is Lincoln and then Rory. Good to have Rory back as well. Good to have Lincoln back. Lincoln's 13 and has asked a series of brilliant questions. Putting a little pressure on 13-year-old Lincoln there. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for better gas mileage? No worries. We've got great deals on products that'll help your engine run smoother. Right now, Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner is buy one, get one free. Plus, a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We'll sign you up fast right here. Or you can sign up on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in two locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
Never miss a broadcast with the Roar app. Download it free from iTunes and Google Play. From the Roar.
Walter Tulip Road Rage. I have no idea where the show goes, Ramona. You know, I mean, we're almost
bad
done.
Bad show.
Yeah, we have like a half hour left on the show. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Priority One. For all your security needs, is Priority One. No one does it like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. You know, first of all, they're great people. The last 3 years in the Tigers for Tatas campaign, they matched every dollar we raised. They wrote big checks. They're helping to prevent cancer right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Their donations may one day directly help a member of your family. None of that is reason enough to let them protect your loved ones from a security standpoint. But this is tip of the spear in technology, total customization. Your house isn't your neighbor's house. Fastest response time in the industry and the ultimate professionalism. And look, we live in a dangerous world, and sadly, it's becoming more dangerous. Maybe the bad guy never finds you. Security is a personal decision. Or maybe he finds you 3 days from now. The question is, will you be ready? My friends at Priority One are waiting, ready to help you. Just call them. 288-1400. Tell them I sent you. It's the way the deal works. All right, back to the phones, and it is Lincoln and Rory. Lincoln, welcome back, Lincoln.
Thanks, Walt. How are you doing today?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
So today I have a couple college football questions for you. The first one being, do you think Alabama will make a push for the college football playoff this year?
You know, I'm starting to think Lincoln wants my job. You may be succeeding me in this chair, Lincoln. I think that they had some big losses, obviously, with Judy and Ruggs, but they still have some incredible talent at receiver. You know, Devontae Smith might be better than those two guys, and Jaylen Waddle, maybe the most explosive player in America. I mean, the guy averaged 24 yards a punt return last year. So they still have really elite talent. They've lost some pieces. You know, they bring in the young kid at quarterback. He'll compete with Mac Jones. I'm sure Jones will start the season. At least I think he will as the starting quarterback. You know, Lincoln, I think they're going to be good, and they're certainly going to be in playoff contention. But they may have slipped a little bit from where they were a few years ago as a program. So it's going to be interesting to watch. If I'm thinking ahead, which we're going to do in a few minutes, to who will be in this year's college football playoff, I wouldn't put them first or second. You know, I would start with Clemson and Ohio State, and I would work my way out from there. And then maybe it does include Alabama, but I haven't really thought that far ahead yet.
Thank you, Walt. And speaking of Clemson and Ohio State, do you think that's the potential national championship?
I do, Lincoln. Yeah, and you're welcome. Yeah, as of right now, if I had to pick two teams, I'd pick Clemson and Ohio State. I think we'd have a rematch of the semifinal, in part because I think both teams have such incredible quarterbacks that, you know, and I think you have a budding rivalry between those two players that could extend not just into this year and the playoff, but into the future at the pro level as well. You know, it's really fascinating because you have two kids who came up in the same state. They were the number one and two players. It bounced back and forth a little bit when they were in high school. They both went to compete at the Elite 11 camp. Fields won the Elite 11 camp MVP. And then Trevor won the national semifinal game, a game that both quarterbacks played well and did what they could and what they had to for their teams to win. You know, it was almost like there was no loser in that regard. And now you're going to enter another season where I think both teams will be loaded. Certainly both teams will lose some key pieces. I mean, right at the top of the draft, I mean, you could have in the first five or so picks, you could have Chase Young and Okuda from Ohio State will both be gone. And obviously Isaiah Simmons from Clemson. So both teams will have some really key losses, but I still think they're both loaded. So, yeah, I think that's right, Lincoln. I think if I were picking today, I would pick Clemson, Ohio State as my national championship game participants.
I agree 100% with what you said. And then my last question is, do you think T. Higgins would be a good fit for the Packers?
You know, that's an interesting question, Lincoln, because, and so it's actually a great question. All your questions are great questions. You amaze me, quite honestly, at the age of 13. I don't know what I was doing at 13, but it wasn't what you're doing now. So I think you have a really bright future in whatever you want to do in relation to sports. But you know, the it seems like a fit. And when you think about it, there's a need there. And I think it makes some sense. The one thing I wonder about, Lincoln, though, is this new coaching staff really believes in analytics, especially as it relates to explosiveness, perhaps more so than most of the other teams in the league. And therefore, what I wonder is, would he really fit their profile because they're looking for the runs fast, jumps high guy? You know, they and that would be my concern about whether it's a perfect fit. I think it sounds like a fit, but I'm guessing that that while T. Higgins may well go late in round one, it probably won't be to Green Bay. Just based on what I just talked about. I'm not sure T is going to fit what they're looking for from an athletic profile standpoint because he was limited in his participation at the combine and he didn't run a great time at his pro day.
Thank you, Walt. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lincoln. It's a great job. Those are really good questions. And, you know, and again, the T. Higgins thing is in Green Bay is something I've actually thought about because on paper, it sort of seems like there's a need, there's a fit. I think it would probably work. I just wonder whether Green Bay, a team that is sort of hyper-focused on analytics at this stage, would go in that direction or not. Rory, how are you? Good to have you, Mr. Cub.
Well, thank you, Walt. And first of all, that's really going to be hard for me to follow that young man.
Yeah, but brilliant.
Yes, very, very smart, very knowledgeable. But I do have a 7-year-old grandson that might be his replacement. If he's your replacement. Because my grandson loves clubs and love of sports. NASCAR. But, yeah, he's good. I mean, he stole all my thunder. It's, well, I guess I could add, first of all, Walt, can I say something? And this is, I hope I don't offend anyone, but I want to just thank everyone that's working. Thank the government. Thank the president. Thank our truckers. Thank our restaurant workers. This is terrible what we're going through, and I think if we keep praying, and I think everything will be all right. But I think our leaders are really doing a good job, and I know
it's
something that we've never faced.
It's uncharted territory. I know we live in a world of people that we have these insane divides, and I know we're always looking to assign blame, but there was really no way to predict the course of all this. People can say that all they want. This virus in this era was going to be a monumental challenge for anybody, especially in a free society where you can't just tell people, you can't shut them down with martial law and just tell people what to do. It doesn't work that way in a free society. So you try and reason with people, and not everybody is reasonable. But yeah, look, I think we're catching up to it, and I think we have great minds as well who are busily at work finding solutions. We're finding drug cocktails that seem to help dramatically. We have all sorts of places working on developing vaccines. Emory University right here in Atlanta, the major companies like Johnson & Johnson, the University of Pittsburgh, we learned today, has really made some advances in terms of vaccines. So we're catching up, and that's what we do, and we'll come through it bigger, better, stronger, and quite honestly, more prepared for whatever comes our way the next time.
Exactly. Yesterday, I heard Mr. Trump mention that Dr. Fauci played college hoops. Had you heard that?
I had not heard that.
I him and the Don were kind of joking about it a little bit. I guess he had to put it in about the 50s or 60s. I mean, just looking at how old he looks. But you guys were talking about some movies and some things. That was kind of funny. I enjoyed that. Was the fish that saved Pittsburgh, was that like Julius Erving? I didn't catch that.
It was. Yeah, it was Julius Erving. Centric, and the fish was the astrological sign. It was Pisces. It was putting a team together based on the sign of Pisces or whatever. It had like a wild ABA feel to it. It was just it's just sort of an insane movie. But yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing it a couple different times, probably not the whole thing, but Walt, you kind of know me, and I probably had a few beers and something, and I just don't remember.
I'm not worried about you and your lack of remembering the details of it, Roy. I'm actually more worried about Robert and the fact that he remembers every detail of it. every person who was in it. Right.
Yeah, Stalker Channing. I was like, oh, what? Come on, man. So are we going to have college football?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Now, football is coming. I mean, that couldn't be more clear to me. Football's coming. I'm actually, look, I've been 100% on this all along. I'm actually more convinced than ever today that football is coming. I fully believe that with every fiber of my being that we are having college and professional football. Yes.
You think it could be a delay?
I think it's conceivable, but right now I'm not anticipating that. Right now I'm still anticipating it starting on time. I know that 120 athletic directors interviewed recently were talking about contingency plans and different ways to run the season if if worst case scenario develops, that's what they should be doing. And that's great.
Yeah, exactly.
It just means we're going to have football regardless of how it plays out. That's all I really care about at the end from a sports standpoint is that we have football. And as I said before, I wrote this on Twitter the other night, and I don't remember exactly what words I used, but just to clarify, for people to think, well, there are more important things than football. This is not football for football's sake. It's football for America's sake. It goes beyond football for football's sake. It's a sign of who we are and what we are, and that we're back to being a fully functioning society again. And if we're not in 5 or 6 months, then I shudder to think about the condition that we will be in. So my assumption is that you cannot keep us down, and that within a 5 month period, we will be back up and we will be working, and the economics that football provides and the benefits and the jobs that it provides and the plain well-being for an American society that is hyper-focused on sports, that we need these things to happen, and therefore they will happen because look, the worst case scenario, we are working right now to will this all away. We are. We're catching up. Well, as I said earlier, we're making all sorts of advances. This is what we're going to do. This is what we do. We don't stay down. We fight back. The opponent is different this time. The result will be the same.
Exactly.
You were on a roll there.
Okay.
Thank you, Rory. I was on a bit of a roll there, wasn't I, Ron? I didn't mean to do the soapbox thing, but look, it's what I believe. And we're seeing the signs of it all around us. I realize sometimes the signs are difficult to see in the gloom of the situation that we're in. But they're there. They're there, and they're becoming more and more tangible every day. We're seeing it. We're progressing. We're coming up with remedies. We're coming up with answers. We are not going to stay down. This notion that this country is still going to be down 5 months from now, to me, is unthinkable. That's not who we are. That's a defeatist attitude. You know, that's why I so resented the comments from some of these big name people were like, oh, you know, we're not going to have football. Oh, hell yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are. And by the way, there's all sorts of mounting evidence for that as well. All sorts of mounting evidence in terms of what the NFL is being told by their medical people. Why do you think these mouthpieces for the NFL are saying football's coming? It's full speed ahead. It's a return to normalcy. It's because they're being advised by their medical experts that this will pass, that we will get through this. And that's exactly what's going to happen. And so we are doing our countdown every day. College football's coming. NFL football's coming. We're taking our world back step by step. That's who we are. It's what we do. All right. When we get back, lines are jammed. It is Ed, Big Bad Bob.
Kyler Clemson Murray Dad is going to be the biggest surprise to people. People have no idea what's coming.
Where'd that come from?
I just found it.
All right, quick break. I was right about that. Quick break.
The Roar brings you another great classic game replay this Saturday. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Clemson football action as we replay the September 9th, 2017 win over Auburn on the Clemson Tigers Network, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority One, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. Classic game replays, Clemson versus Auburn, from 2017 this Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through May 15th, get up to $500 in exclusive rebates on a qualifying new train system. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent train dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut, cut, cut. Huh? The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card. It's simple, unlimited, 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Tip to the road rage. I'm getting to your calls in 1 second. Ed, Big Bad Bob, Clemson Dad, to wrap up the show today. And tomorrow, again, we're going to have a live mock draft with Eric McClain and Coach Josh Phillips. And we're going to have some fun with that and a format that we're going to utilize tomorrow. Ramona, that little clip that you threw in there when I was making my rah-rah Great American speech, that was Kyler Murray. I think that was from the preseason kickoff show 2 years ago.
I have it is labeled. I didn't think it was. It was from July 13, 2018. I don't know. It's not from a kickoff show. It's just you talking in your show.
Okay. But it was before the season. Because that's what I said at the kickoff show. Because remember, the world believed that Oklahoma was going to fall off a mountain after losing Baker Mayfield, and I said then that I actually thought they would be better, that Kyler Murray was way better than people understood or thought, and that they would actually be better, and that's what that little clip was leading into, that conversation. obviously, I think that turned out to be true. My belief all along was Kyler Murray is better than Baker Mayfield. And I think we have seen the start of that playing out. Now, obviously, his team is not nearly as good as Baker Mayfield's team. And his challenges are completely unique. I mean, his offensive line last year was a disaster. So we'll see moving forward. But he is immensely gifted. Ed!
I'd take the Cardinals against the Clowns any day of the week. I don't care what you say about the team, man. Give me Aaron Murray and that squad all day long. I think Baker Mayfield's a punk. But that's not what I was calling.
Yeah.
Listen, I've had to temporarily suspend the Jeopardy report because they're purposely putting questions out there. I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're doing it on purpose.
There's nothing to report. I don't know if the last month has made me dumber or what. But since really there's not as much going on in the world of sports, I thought I would rip a page out of Cornbread's.
You know. By the way, Ed, I had been on a major Final Jeopardy role that was sort of unbelievable, and then I think you turned out to be the kiss of death for me because suddenly I've missed like three of the last five or something, and I missed the one yesterday because yesterday they were asking about I forget the start of the question, but the end of the question was the two farthest western Ontario provinces, and
they had to touch the Northwest Territory.
Yeah, and I did not get that. I think one of them was one Saskatchewan and one was, I don't know. In any case.
The other was Manitoba.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's right.
And I actually got that one, but when you only have $1,000 going into Final Jeopardy, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so you sucked all game, and so Final Jeopardy couldn't save you. Yeah.
Yeah, you whoops. Anyway, I've got a little thing here, and I'll do this in honor of my friend Cornbread. It was the loudest woodpecker I'd ever heard about 2 years back. And when he finally flew off, I couldn't tell where he was. It sounded like a jackhammer. He created a shadow the size of a pterodactyl. And he landed over on my car shed on one of these big 4x4 beams, because it's all wood, and he proceeded to nearly cut the thing in half. And this thing was like a combination of a woodpecker, only four times the size, and he was colorful like a parrot, but with a woodpecker's beak. And I asked somebody about it, and they told me it wasn't really a woodpecker, it was some odd bird, although some people have said it's a pleated woodpecker, which is red, bright red on its neck. But this had more colors than that. And I don't know if that's I don't know what it is. I just wondered in your wanderings of nature chasing snakes if you'd ever seen anything like that.
I've seen many woodpeckers, Ed, but no pterodactyl-style vicious woodpeckers from hell like the one you're describing. No, I've not seen that particular species of woodpecker, and apparently nor do I want to see that particular species of woodpecker. So I hope it stays on your property.
Yeah, well, I got he drilled holes, you know, about 3/4 of an inch thick all along my beam, and I mean, my God, I thought termites were a problem. This thing, if you got a hold of your garage over the course of a night, would take it down with all the cars in it. So, I don't know. You guys beware. I don't know if it's endangered, but use your own judgment.
It isn't your house, right?
Yeah.
It
apparently endangered Ed. Ed was endangered when the pterodactyl woodpecker was roaming his land.
It was a bit frightening. I'm not afraid of coyotes or anything else, but you get a woodpecker that size, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all my life, Ed, I've grown up hearing stories about vicious giant woodpeckers. I feared them forever.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
You know, hey, Ramona, is Ed the first person in the history of the planet who's ever suggested that he was more worried about a woodpecker than coyotes?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
I got a main ram worried about besides my dog.
How much alcohol had you consumed, Ed, at the time you saw this giant woodpecker?
Well, now, see, there lies another way. I can't recall.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, Ed, I have to go.
I can't recall.
Yeah. All right, I'll see. I'm thinking maybe alcohol had something to do with the size of the woodpecker.
A pterodactyl shadow.
Yes. I'm thinking maybe booze was involved. Big Bad Bob.
Hey, Ed's bird watching. I'm thinking a little alcohol and other.
You know what? Ramona, you know what Bob's going to tell us, right? Bob's going to tell us he knew the parents of that woodpecker.
Yeah, right up here in our backyard. Ate my cheeseburger. I've got a little song with acapella. Just a little few is here, but no intensity on this. But this is for all the gloomy people. You remember Hee Haw, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you remember
Hee Haw?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Gloom, despair, agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, agony on me. Okay, I got an answer to that, Walt.
Okay.
Cuts and tigers to the left. Cuts and tigers to the right. Stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight. Go, Tigers! Be there August, 29th?
August 29th, college football. There you go, Bob.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow. And if somebody picks Tua second or third or fourth, I'll go crazy. Tua, I've got my... Tua. I know it's driving you crazy with a huddle report. Top five huddle report, Walt. Keep it up.
Thank you, Bob. I'm going to do my best. I want to win the top 100.
Notice how Bob hangs up. He always sounds like he's done with a rock concert.
Oh, no, I didn't. I hadn't necessarily noticed that. But what a refreshing musical melody for late Thursday.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Rona, 3 hours and 40 minutes of brilliant radio, right? And then 20 minutes of... giant pterodactyl style sized vicious parrots.
A parrot.
Hee Haw music and whatever Clemson Dad's going to bring us now. Clemson Dad, how are you?
It's hard to follow, Walt. man. I was just going to say, I appreciate what you had said earlier. I think we got the best. I'll change the subject a little bit. I think we've got the best people in the country working on this thing, and I think it's going to be knocked out here pretty soon, man. And college football, I think it's on like Donkey Kong. So
it is. It absolutely is. It is all coming. We're too bright. We're too smart. We'll figure out the answers. Like I said, there's nothing that's going to keep this
thing before they got tests, like that they can tell you where you're negative in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And stuff like this that they're developing, and guys can produce 50,000 tests a day. And
we're making enormous advances in terms of possible remedies, drug cocktails, solutions, vaccines, everything else. So yeah, no, it's coming. We're going to get better. We're going to get back on our feet. And that's the message that we're sending, because that's actually what's going to happen. It's what is happening if you just care to look. It's what is happening.
Yeah. I mean, the doggone media, man, they want to report on the deaths or the negative stuff, but nobody reports on the positive stuff. So I kind of regret that for them, but you know, it is what it is. They can choose to do what they want.
Well, look, it's a real thing, and I think we all recognize the seriousness of it. No one is in denial of that fact. But there are other truths. No. There are other heroic stories being told, and there are incredible philanthropic donations and business and individuals getting involved in helping people. There's another story there, and that story will soon pass the negative story. And I don't know if it's going to be 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks or what it's going to be, but I do know that nothing is going to keep this country down for long, and that we will get through this. We'll get through it together. And there are brilliant people Absolutely. Working at solutions right now. And every day we are gaining on this virus, and every day we are making advances, and we are going to beat it.
Yep, exactly. One more thing. Mike Leake, he put up a thing on Twitter where he had this old woman knitting a noose for a man that she'd been quarantined with.
Yeah, I know.
My aunt put that up the other day, but now he had to go on record to apologize.
I know. Look, it's the world of political correctness we live in. If people are consumed or concerned with that, well, you know, should he maybe not have posted that in his position? I don't know. He posts a million things. A lot of them are politically incorrect. I understand the potential ramifications of that. I get it, but I think it's all overblown, all significantly overblown.
I thought nothing about it until today. Yeah. And I saw it a week or so ago, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Clemson anyway. Dad, thank you. I appreciate it, as always. Good job. Let me get Todd and Easley in here quickly before the very end of the show. Todd, I apologize. I don't have a ton of time, but I appreciate you getting in.
What's up, Walt?
Hey, Todd. Good to have you back.
Walt, I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
You need to get Kelly and Kwok on your show however you can. For your first hour, so I can hear it, and take them to school about why Magic is better than LeBron James.
Well, you know, look, you know, first of all, everybody comes from their own perspective and what they've seen, and furthermore, it's also subjective. Yeah, I happen to believe that because, look, to me, Magic Johnson was the best push player in the history of basketball. He made all of his teammates better. He was the engineer of a style of play that was invincible, that no one could handle, because they played at such speed and tempo, and he was the guy who drove it. So there's not been anybody like that. Nobody since. Nobody before. Nobody since. So, to me, he's one of the three greatest players who ever lived.
I agree. And I'm going to call back tomorrow and keep this conversation going.
Do it. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. All right, before we get out of here, Priority One for all your security needs. Great people matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tata's campaign. You know, they're incredibly generous, and they're helping to prevent cancer right here in your community. That's not reason enough to let them protect your family. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry. No one does security like Priority One. Security is a personal decision. I'm not telling you what to do, nor am I telling you when to do it. We live in a dangerous world, though. If you think that you're ready and that you want to protect your family, and that now's the time for you, then dial 288-1400, 288-1400. My friends at Priority One are waiting to help you do just that. We're done. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The Masters and PGA Championship have already been suspended. The U.S. Open is headed in that direction, and now golf's oldest major, the British Open, will reportedly be canceled. The 149th Open Championship was set to be played this summer, but it'll now be the first time it won't go on since World War II, when it was canceled in 1945. Yesterday, Tua Tagovailoa told NFL Network he's fully healed after hip surgery a few months ago, that he could be on the field and make an impact right now if he had to. His former teammate Terrell Lewis knows him pretty well and told CBS Sports Radio's Tiki and Tierney from what he saw, he concurs with the quarterback's declaration.
He looked really smooth to me. I know talking to him, he was telling me at the combine the last time I saw him that he felt really good and was getting back acclimated, throwing the ball and stuff like that on the quiet. But when he dropped those videos, I was like, he damn near looked like himself again.
The Titans have had a busy offseason thus far, locking up Ryan Tannehill, and next up will likely be Derrick Henry. They've already used the franchise tag on the league's leading rusher, who has reportedly signed that tender. GM John Robinson said they're hoping to get a long-term deal done next. The Cowboys have reportedly come to terms with Aldon Smith on a one-year deal. He hasn't played since 2015 because of a combination of legal issues and substance abuse. He's in the process of trying to be reinstated by the NFL after being suspended indefinitely. Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn said veteran Tyrod Taylor, the frontrunner to succeed Philip Rivers as Chargers quarterback, but they are not ruling out anyone. And ESPN reports the bans on former Astros GM Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch will be lifted even if there's no baseball in 2020. I'm Brett Jackerman.
Hey, it's JR. Listen to the JR Sport Brief today at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. We're going to discuss just how much interest the NBA 2K Players Tournament will draw.